Alan Dumont started out to promote television. He said, I think I better leave the DeForest Radio Company and start a company of my own to build television. And so he started out with a little bit of money he could invest and some borrowed from friends in his basement in Cedar Grove. This is 1931. Well, even in 1936, it was hard sledding at television. We'd long since found that the word television wasn't known. You go over and say, we'd like to have you invest in television. What's that? And so his strategy turned to telling people in the college level how a cathode ray oscillograph would be a useful device to measure electrical performance of various pieces of equipment. Once having seen this in the school level, these engineers, upon graduation from such a school, would demand that test equipment in the laboratories. And so Alan Dumont and I later, when I joined him in 1936, used to make junkets around the schools, getting people interested in using this oscillograph as a test instrument, and then, along with it, explain how it could be also used for television reception and transmission. This kind of manufacturing was done by Dumont, along with additional skilled people. When I started with him in 1936, in November, I was the 14th employee of the company. Later on, I don't know how many people we had, something like 6,000 employees, and I think our peak year at the Dumont Laboratories hit something like $100 million gross for a year. And right in 1951, that was during the Korean emergency. But we had a great deal of business in broadcasting and also in manufacturing equipment together and things of this sort. But in these early days, people didn't know what television was, and so we had to perfect the cathode ray tube as a measuring instrument first, and then began to develop cameras and television receivers. Alan went over to England in 1937, where the British had started television broadcasting on a fairly large scale, even before the United States had started.